yesterday, I was talking about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the people were anointed with oil, which was symbolic of the Holy Spirit. But in the New Testament era, God anoints people with the Holy Ghost and power. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, not with oil, as in the Old Testament, but with Holy Ghost power, as in the New era. Jesus wanted all of his disciples to experience the same baptism of the Holy Ghost that he received. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 23, "You shall indeed drink of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father." Jesus was looking forward to the day of Pentecost, when all mankind could be anointed with the Holy Ghost, not just the priests and the prophets and the kings. Jesus had received this, and he wanted to share it with everyone else. This anointing took place on the day of Pentecost, while Jesus was at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. Acts chapter 2 and verse 33 tells us, "Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear." Those people that were gathered there on the day of Pentecost could see the results of the anointing. They saw the joy, the gladness, the happiness. They could also hear the testimonies of those that were speaking in their own language. This was Peter's explanation of what was happening in the first Pentecostal meeting. It was the fulfillment of the Father's promise to Jesus as head of the church. When the Holy Anointing was poured forth upon Jesus, our high priest and head of the church, on the day of Pentecost, it ran down upon every member of the body present at the meeting. It runs down to our present generation, to the greatest and the least and most remote member of the church, to every convert to the end of the age. By way of clarification, it should be observed with respect to those who claim that this was the baptism of the Holy Ghost only for the first generation of the church. And with that in mind, I believe that the scriptures point out the fact that all those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ at future dates also receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Long after the day of Pentecost, the apostles were still preaching and speaking of the anointing, proving that it did not end with the occurrence of Pentecost. To the Corinthians, Paul wrote, "Now he which establishes us with you in Christ has anointed us in God." That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 23. And then again, the beloved Apostle John, "Rejoice with his people that ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things." The word unction means anointing. Lest someone would misunderstand the ministry of the Spirit in this case, John's reference to teaching was not to science, history, or the fine arts, or even literature, but an enablement to discern the times and the activities of the Antichrist spirit and the Christian duty in following the truth. This is his function today. It also appears that John would make a distinction between the anointing and the unanointing. "Some," he says, "have gone out from them, erring, straying from the truth, because they are not of us. But it was not the anointed, for they who retained the anointing knew the truth." The anointing made a visible difference in John's day, and it will make a difference today. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.